Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Well, less than a week after being fired, Sam Altman has returned as CEO of OpenAI. He will not take a position at Microsoft. After all, Microsoft supports his return to OpenAI. Three members of OpenAI's board will resign, including OpenAI's chief scientist, Ilya Sutskever, although it appears he will remain at the company as chief scientist. Adam D'Angelo is the only board member to stay on in order to represent the interests of the previous board. Former Salesforce co-CEO Bret Taylor has been named as the new chairman, and former U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Larry Summers will join the board and bring regulatory advice. Former board chair Greg Brockman will return to OpenAI, though not yet in a board position, and an independent investigation will look into the events that led up to Altman's firing. Comments from the board's press release and Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella imply this is not the final makeup of OpenAI's board. Some reports suggest a 9-person board will eventually be created and that Microsoft would like to have one of those seats. Meanwhile, OpenAI announced that ChatGPT's voice feature is now available to all users for free. They're still cranking out code. Users can tap the headphones icon to talk to ChatGPT and hear its responses. Feature's been available to paying users since September. The example posted with the feature announcement read, "It's been a long night for the team and we're hungry. How many 16-inch pizzas should I order for 778 people?" Referring to the number of people who work at OpenAI. Magazine writer Julian Sancton has filed a lawsuit against Microsoft and OpenAI on behalf of a group of nonfiction writers. The complaint alleges that OpenAI uses the author's work to train its models without obtaining proper permission. Screenwriters, fiction writers, and comedians have also sued OpenAI this year with similar allegations. Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao pleaded guilty to charges of violating the U.S. Bank Secrecy Act. Zhao will step down as CEO of Binance, and the company's former global head of regional markets, Richard Tang, will take over. Binance will continue to operate under a new compliance program and has agreed to be observed by an independent compliance monitor. Microsoft's offensive research and security engineering team has asked Blackwing Intelligence to evaluate its fingerprint authentication system, Windows Hello, and Blackwing found some vulnerabilities to fix. The weaknesses were in implementations of Windows Hello, not in the Hello system itself. Blackwing was able to build a USB device to conduct in-person man-in-the-middle attacks on Windows machines using fingerprint sensors from Goodix, Synaptix, and Elan. The device worked as long as a user had previously used fingerprint authentication on the device. Blackwing recommends that manufacturers make sure to enable secure device connection protocol and have a security expert audit their implementations. NVIDIA continued to boom, passing analysts' expectations for revenue and income in Q4. NVIDIA's revenue grew 206% year over year. Data center revenue grew 279%. Gaming revenue rose 81%. However, NVIDIA warned that sales in China and the Middle East will decline this quarter, mostly due to U.S. restrictions, but NVIDIA expects sales in other regions to offset that decline. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Sonos plans to launch new product categories in 2024. He says a pair of over-the-air headphones will launch in the $400 to $500 range as early as April. Those will sync with Sonos speakers. And then late next year or possibly early 2025, Sonos might launch a streaming TV device, you know, like a Roku, to serve as a hub for Sonos audio equipment. He says that should be in the $150 to $200 range. Sonos is developing its own Android version for that device, apparently, and might even develop its own video service. Stable Diffusion announced its models can now generate 14 to 25 frames of video. It's about 4 seconds based on a prompt. The video can be 3 to 30 frames per second with 576 by 1024 resolution. Stable Video Diffusion, as it's called, is only available for research purposes for now, but users can sign up on a waitlist for a text-to-video interface. Anthropic released Claude 2.1, its ChatGPT competitor. Claude 2.1 can pay attention to more information at once than ChatGPT with 200,000 tokens. It also promises better accuracy and can use apps and APIs. The smartphone market grew in October for the first time since June 2021, according to Counterpoint Research. The rise of 5% sales worldwide broke a 27-month streak of declining smartphone sales. Strong sales from Huawei and Apple led the growth. The tech crackdown continues in China. Game streaming platform Douyu's CEO Shen Chaojie was arrested on suspicion of operating a casino. Meanwhile, Chinese tax authorities are continuing to investigate iPhone assembler Foxconn, a Taiwan-based company. The authorities have so far issued a 20,000 yuan fine for overstating expenses. 20,000 yuan is about $2,800 US. And in case you missed it, Windows insiders can now try out Copilot on Windows 10. The generative assistant feature was previously only available on Windows 11. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.